stirs my heart within. Your word grants healing from my sin. Your word has power to guide and bless. Your word brings peace and happiness. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, shall glory, praise, and honor be, now and throughout eternity.
We follow the order of worship, Divine Service 4 on page 203, also written in your bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion.
And to you shall vows be performed.
O you who hear prayer,
to you shall all flesh come.
When iniquities prevail against me,
you atone for our transgressions.
Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts.
We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness.
O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas.
The one who by his strength established the mountains.
Being girded with might.
Who stills the roaring of the seas.
The roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples.
So that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs.
You make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy.
You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it.
The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it.
You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges,
softening it with showers and blessing its growth.
You crown the year with your bounty.
Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance.
The pastures of the wilderness overflow.
The hills gird themselves with joy.
The meadows clothe themselves with flocks.
The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
All glory be to God alone forever.
And thanks. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Blessed Lord,
since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Congregation may be seated. As you probably have already noticed, one of the themes in the readings, and also I put in the selection of hymns, is the Word of God, and how the Word of God interacts in our lives, empowers the lives, guides our lives. You'll hear these things in these readings, our hymns, and then also in the sermon. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 13. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 12. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia and verse.
Alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down. The whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path. The birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But the sun rose, but when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields. In one case, 100-fold, in another 60, and another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Blessed Jesus, at your word we are gathered all to hear you. Let our hearts and souls be stirred now to seek and love and fear you. By your teaching sweet and holy, drawn from earth to love you solely. All our knowledge, sense, and sight lie in deepest darkness shrouded, till your Spirit breaks our night with the beams of truth unclouded. You alone to God can win us. You must work all good within us. Gracious Savior, good and kind, light of light from God proceeding, open now our heart and mind. Help us by your Spirit
its pleading. Hear the cry your church now raises. Hear and bless our prayers and praises. Father, Son, and Spirit, Lord, praise to you and adoration. Grant that we may trust your
For the sermon for today, we reflect on not all three readings that we have had, but also upon Hebrews 4, 12 through 13, which I read now. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of the spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. There might be certain pieces of advice or warnings or direction that we have received from our earthly fathers. And even if they have passed on, that advice, those words from our fathers, might stick with us. Probably you, if this happened to you, you did not like your full name said by your mother. Carl Edwin Rockroar, didn't I tell you not to do that? There might be a consequence for not listening, for not following the words, their directions. And from our fathers and mothers, and maybe aunts, uncles, grandparents, there can be consequences of rewards or punishment for not listening and following the words. The rewards and punishment emphasize the words. So sometimes we'll remember, oh yeah, my father told me about that. And I remember when I didn't listen, we found out those words are very important to follow, to remember. God's word points out things in our life, both good and bad. Urges us, reminds us, teaches us, comforts us. And there is no other words like God's word. It enters into our soul and mind and body and affects everything. Sometimes we separate what happens in our mind, our thinking from our bodies, and our bodies from our minds, but we are one. That's the way God made us. And his word affects us more than any other words. That's his intention. His word creates faith. And that faith is a relationship with him. So he calls us to be his son, his daughter. And that affects us, and that changes how we think, how we approach things, how we think, how we handle our bodies, how we handle our relationships. God's word exposes bad and good in our lives. And again, in our soul and mind and body, God's word exposes, shows what's good, what's going well according to his will, and what's bad. You can have philosophies of great thinkers. You can have policies, both good and bad, by human governments, But nothing is like God's word. Nothing cuts into our lives, exposing both good and bad, like God's word. And when you think about it, those words that, and things, teachings that we receive from our parents or our older family members, if we go against that advice, that teaching, we, even if our parents or that person has passed on, we realize that we're kind of breaking the relationship with them when we go against their advice, their direction. More, all the more, infinitely so, is with God. He is living and among us. And the Holy Spirit's living in us. So living in God's word is to live with the Holy Spirit, in harmony with the Holy Spirit, as he lives in us. Going against God's word is pushing that Holy Spirit away, choosing to do that, and even maybe permanently doing that. That's possible. Now, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit very specifically to teach us his word. That is the job of the Holy Spirit. From John 14, verse 26, Jesus said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Jesus said, first said this to his apostles, but it applies to us as well. Everything that they have written down for us, the Holy Spirit brings to us and teaches us, and we know Jesus' teachings. We know how he wants us to think. He knows how he's created us and forgives us. God's word shows us his will. I haven't, actually, I was looking at this text and I said, I don't know if I would, I will do this, but I'll do it gently. I'll try to. Somebody comes to me and says, "Pastor, I really don't know what to do about this case. I really don't know." You know, one of my responses should be, "Have you been reading God's word?" We don't know God's will unless we are in his word. And he says that he sends out his word like the rain that brings growth, and his word will bring his purpose, will accomplish what he wants to do. If we are in his word, he will accomplish in us what to do. "Well, Pastor, I know, but I'm trying to decide whether I should keep my old pickup or get a new one." Yes, God's word doesn't say that specifically, but God's word sets our priorities. God's word helps us clear out things in our lives. This is going well. I'm responsible for this. This is not going well. And when God's word sets out our priorities and helps us see his resources, that helps us to know how to make decisions. And God's word says, "Pray, pray to me. I will answer you." I think we've told, Deborah, I have told a couple of you this, but not all of you. At one point, about 3 years ago, we were set. We had picked out a new pickup truck to buy and set to buy it. But I was pretty nervous about picking up new payment and stuff like that. We could swing it, but I was thinking about it. And so we had researched it, and we prayed on, I think, a Friday or a Saturday morning. "God, it looks like this could work out to get this new truck. But if you don't want us to get this truck, make it clear. Make it absolutely clear. We're all fine with our vehicles, but if we shouldn't get this new one, make it clear." It was in 2 days that Ted had a bad accident, and we had to help him with a number of things.
and we did not need that payment of that new truck. He answered our prayer in less than 48 hours, very clearly. And we noticed it and said it. We said to each other, God has just told us, do not buy that truck. You got some other expenses. You got to take care of some other things. That's it. It was just clear, so clear. Some decisions in life may be not that crystal clear, but I'm telling you what, some are. But God says, come to him. If we're not in his word and we're not praying to him, how should we know his will? We won't. So maybe expect that if you come to me privately and ask for advice, I'll ask you, have you been in God's word? Are you praying? Now, the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, and he is using God's word to point out things that are going well, continue with this, don't continue with this. And I have a blank there. However, the Holy Spirit identifies and shows us what is killing us before God. The Holy Spirit wants us to live, and he brings us life to be for God, spiritual life. But the Holy Spirit will identify what's killing us, what's separating us from God. Not just the good stuff, but the bad stuff as well. And he uses God's word to do this. Not thoughts that I have, not the world's wisdom, not my wisdom apart from God's word, but God's word. And he teaches us, this is absolutely no good, this is separating you. This is good. Continue in this. And that's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. I read again from John 14, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. God the Father's purpose is the Holy Spirit will work in our lives, and he, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. He'll teach us. It's a promise from Jesus. Now, in that parable that was in the reading, gospel reading for today, Jesus shows a number of things, but one of the things he shows us is the separation from God's word is going to kill us. We need God's word in our lives. Now, we are Christians, and I assume that. I know that. I know all of you, and you're baptized members, hearing God's word, living as you can as Christians. And so in the first instance there, I put, if the devil, and I have, is allowed to take away the word, the person will die now and forever. For us who have received God's word and live and believe it, there is a constant temptation from the devil to say, oh, it's that part of God's word isn't true. Oh, that part doesn't apply. Oh, that part is old-fashioned. Oh, that part... That's the way they were back then. Those are all temptations from the devil to pick God's word out of our lives. And we can die now and forever. Jesus also talks about tribulation and persecution. And when we think about it, when we are, and he says, for the word. When we face tribulation or persecution from the word, we are faced, God has, and we as Christians, are faced with a choice. Will I stay with the word and have the peace of God, or will I have worldly peace, no conflict, and set God's word aside? We think, the temptation is to think we have worldly peace so that we aren't persecuted or we don't have tribulation. But in fact, we're giving up our very life. Jesus says that's another way. People can be separated from God's word. He also talks about the neglect of God's word because the cares of this world chokes us. So all these things going on in our world and our cares and concerns, not make-believe things, real things, but those things can come and wrap up our minds and thoughts and hearts so that we neglect God's word. We choose to think so much about this that we forget God's word, and this takes over, and this is like drinking soap and not water. These things of this life, we need to pay attention to them. Sometimes they can be good and helpful, but they are not the word of God, which gives everlasting life. And Jesus says, if one hears and understands the word, then the person lives and bears fruit. And hears and understands the word means, going back to the beginning of the sermon, means that you do it and you live in it. Carl Edwin Rockroar, did you not hear what I told you to do? Did I live in my mother's teaching? Did I follow my mother's guidance or not? It is not just to hear it, but to do it and to live in it. And then my mother, I'm in harmony with her as I'm in harmony in her advice and warnings and directions. We are in harmony with God. He has given us spiritual life. But he says and gives us his Holy Spirit to say, this is bad, this is good, stay away from this. This is going to choke your life. This is going to overtake your faith. Stay with God's word. Stay on this path and directions of God's word. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, truly you are my disciples. Truly, we're following him. He creates spiritual life in us. We receive it with joy, and we stay in it. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us when we are tempted or when we are think about other things or care about other things more than your teaching, your guidance for our lives. In all our decisions and choices, help us consider your word. Help us to bring the issues to you in prayer. Keep the devil away from us and his temptations. Help us to resist. Keep us close to you. All these things, dear Jesus Christ, we bring to you in your holy name, as you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and your minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For repentance, that by every thorn and briar, God would warn us of sin and discipline us against temptation, so that we would place all trust in his promise of everlasting life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For devotion to the Holy Word, which God sends as abundantly as rain on the earth, that we may never take it for granted, but seek its help and refreshment in every circumstance, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For abundant harvest of believers, that God would bless pastors and missionaries as they sow his word to the nations, preparing the hearts of all who to believe and yield abundant fruit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For parents, that the Lord would bless them with faithfulness as they plant his word into their children. And for children, that by his word the Lord would protect them amid the cares and troubles of this world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father for a successful week of Vacation Bible School, and that he would continue sending the Holy Spirit to all the VBS students and their families, that they would all continue growing in his word and in strong faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and bountiful harvest, that according to our Creator's word,
He would send rain on the earth to make it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those suffering from illnesses of body or mind, remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Don, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue, and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, the Rodriguez family, Charles, Sandy, Jeanette, Sandy, Marty, and Denny. That the Lord would give them healing, comfort them with his loving presence, grant them patience to endure suffering, and always ensure them always of the glory of Christ that awaits them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who partake of the Holy Communion, that God would sustain his children in repentance and faith to receive Christ's body and blood for life and salvation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, your Spirit calls us by the gospel to the new life of faith. We praise you and acknowledge you as our Lord.
Deliver us from the devil's temptations, that we may live under you and serve you in righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you
in the same Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb.
Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. Have mercy on us, Jesus Christ, and grant us peace, O Lord, we pray.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen
Come
and preserve
my
you,
soul with every care. Jesus loves to answer prayer. He himself has bid thee pray. Therefore will not turn away. Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. With my burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. Let thy blood for sinners spilt set my conscience free from guilt. Lord, thy rest to me impart. Take possession of my heart. There thy blood bought right maintain, and without a rival reign. While I am a pilgrim here, let thy love my spirit cheer. As my guide, my guard, my friend, lead me to my journey's end. Show me what is mine to do. Every hour my strength renew. Let me live a life of faith. Let me die thy people's death.
Depart in peace.
Praise
now may
thee,
this true body and blood bless of your Lord and Savior and Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting.
Bow before thee. Now with thy body and thy blood is nourished, our weak souls that they may flourish.
Body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting.
And thy blood for us plead in all trial, fear, and need. O Lord, have mercy.
True body and blood
no
of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting.
Us. May Amen. This feast thereof remind us.
given
all
for you.
Our debt
taken
thou
the very
hast
Christ
paid.
Given for you.
Peace with God once more
taken
is made.
Taken the body of Christ given for you.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Taken it, the very body
May
of Jesus
God
Christ
God
bestow
given for you. On us his grace
taken
and favor.
The body of Christ given for you.
That we follow Christ
taken
our
it, the body
Savior
of Christ given for you.
And live together here in
Christ
love and union. Nor despise this blessed communion. Spirit, forsake us. Grant that heavenly minded he make us. Give thy church, Lord, to see days of peace and unity. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Congregation is invited to stand for the general dismissal. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
O Lord, now let your servant depart in heavenly peace. For I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace, a light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill, the glory of your people, your chosen Israel. To the Father.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come, in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Steadfast in your word, come
those who by deceit or sword would wrest the kingdom from your Son and bring to naught all he has done. Lord Jesus Christ, your power make known, for Lords alone, defend your holy church that we may sing your praise eternally. O Comforter of priceless worth, send peace and unity on earth. Support